The Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. Praise and glory to God. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ the Word. Take a seat, everyone. Okay. Just turn this bad boy on. Here we go. Right. So we've had so much fun over the last few weeks digging really deep into the book of Jonah. I personally have learnt so much, thank you Richard, and I've loved all of the wordplay and all of the hyperlinks and things that we've seen as Richard connected that story of the Bible all together and showed us how it all fits into one small book. But this week we're going to take a really huge step back. And we're going to explore two of the really big themes that weave their way through all of Scripture. And I just thought it's a good time to do this because we're now into ordinary time. Our lives are never ordinary, but in the church calendar, that's where we are, the colour green. And over the following few weeks, we're going to dig into some of that ordinary stuff of life, those day-to-day practices of how we live our lives with Jesus. So things like how we prioritise our rest and relaxation, how we pray. What else, Richard? Radical hospitality. If that's food, I'm game. I'm in for that one. Great. But first, I want to set the scene for some of those ordinary time practices. And we're going to take a bird's eye view of two of those themes that run through the gospel. See, Richard's not the only one who can do PowerPoints. I can do PowerPoints too. There's no AI. Diana, so mean. Wow. All right. So these two themes, they're strands that weave together through the Bible. They're a bit like a DNA. They're a bit like a double helix of our relationship with God that we see all the way from the beginning of Scripture, all the way through to the end, through the life of the church, and beyond into our lives. And these are the themes of, and you'll probably be familiar with them maybe, they're the themes of covenant and kingdom. Here we go. Covenant and kingdom. So first up, bit of a spitball. What do we know or what do we think of when we hear the word covenant? It's not a word that maybe we're familiar with these days, but I wonder if anyone's got any ideas.
Agreement, yeah.
Loan covenants. Oh my gosh, that sounds like something that makes me feel cold and sweaty. A promise, yep. A contract. Anything else? No, I thought of our treaty. The Treaty of Waitangi is a covenant, or even a sacred promise. Sometimes we still, people still enter into marriage covenants. So, you know, that sacred promise of two people committing to be in relationship with each other. Sometimes in schools, anyone got a school agreement? Yeah, have you got a school agreement or some things in the school where they might say, oh, yeah, we would like to try and behave like this and be like this. Yeah. Golden rule. What's the golden rule in school? Do you? That's cool. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Thomas, can you remember any of your school agreements? Can you help? Don't run? Yeah, that sounds pretty sensible, eh? Yeah. Don't run in the classroom. Yeah, totally. That sounds very sensible. Be kind to others, yep. Yeah, that sounds great. So in the Bible, this idea of covenant that we see, it's all about our identity in God It reminds us that God wants us to be partners with God to help create a really, really good world full of justice and love and family and peace. And we know that inside all of us, even when we want to do what we know is right, we want to do these things, we know we often screw up, which is why over in Scripture we see God intervening again and again to keep trying to renew that relationship and ultimately doing so in Jesus. And he does that through the theme of covenant. So covenant's that invitation that God gives us into really deep relationship. It's an idea that can help us understand who we are in God. And we can think about this through our favourite shape. What do you reckon?
Circle.
No, wrong.
Triangle.
What?
Triangle.
Triangle. Correct. Oh, love me a triangle. So happy. So I need some people who can help me make a triangle, please, out of rope. Thank you. That's the offcut. Oh, well, let's not have that one. Oh, okay. Thanks, Richard. Thank you. Cool. So let's do it here. Okay, we're going to make a couple of shapes. Yeah. Do you reckon we could have someone else help Christopher make a triangle with three sides and 3 points, please? You can have. Thank you, Hector. That will be awesome. So first of all, we need. Should we have one going this way? One thing going here? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to put my foot here. Wow. This is like the never work with animals and children moment, eh? Okay. Okay. How about Hector? You come and go here and drop your rope. Oof, nice. Okay. That's great. Okay. And I'm going to stand on this. Actually, Thomas, come and stand on this corner. Here we go. Cool. All right. So we've got 2 points. We need one more. How are we going to do it? How about you come and bring your side over to Hector over here? Yeah.
I need this one.
Yep. Your end. Let's see. Oh. Okay. Yep. Good. Okay. Stop there. All right. There we go. Oh, whew, thank you, team. That's so awesome. All right, go take a seat. That's great. Okay. So, to help us remember the idea of covenant, of promise and relationship in the Bible, we can use a triangle. All right. And at the top of our triangle, we have got our Father God, our parent God, our creator, we might call it Amatua. I'm going to put God right at the top here, our Father God. All right. So we hear right from the beginning of the Bible, we're made in God's image, and we're made to be in relationship with God the Father. All right. Okay, and we see this in Jesus' life all the time. We see that he, thank you very much. Can I look at that later? Is that okay? Awesome. All right, so in Jesus' life, we see that he draws his identity all the time from God the Father. He's going up the mountain to pray. He's all authority in heaven and earth is given to me, he says. And we see this in our gospel reading today too. Jesus receives his identity from God in baptism, and God reminds Jesus, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. So there is nothing that we can do to earn the identity of being a child of God. It's complete gift. It's complete grace. We've been thinking about that in our small groups recently. What does a child of God look like? What does it mean to be a child of God? When a baby is born, that child is just a member of the family. It doesn't have to do anything to earn its place. Cool. All right. So then out of this relationship that we have with God, our Father, Winnie, could you come and put this down in this corner of the triangle for me?
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. This is the word. Can you hold it up first of all so people can see?
Okay.
Oh, hold this one up. Hold this one up. I'll grab those. Okay, hold it up in front of the people. Turn around. All right, what does it say, people?
Identity.
So from God our Father, we receive our identity as children of God. So you can put that one there. Awesome. Thank you so much. And then one more to go in the other corner by Mum, please, Winnie. Everything's out of order now. Here we go. Right. What is that? This is a big long word. Can you hold this one up for people? What does it say?
Obedience.
Obedience, great, thank you. So out of our identity with God, you can go and put that one down by Mum. Awesome. Out of our identity with God, we've got this life of obedience. Okay, our heart's desire to be obedient with God comes out of that loving relationship that we have with God the Father, going around our triangle. So Jesus in baptism, he receives that reminder of his covenant identity from God the Father. And then in the story, he's obedient to God, going out, listening to the Spirit, going out into the wilderness and into temptation. So for us too, when we're baptized, that's one moment where we make a covenant commitment. We make a yes to God. We're saying to God, yes, we acknowledge, we understand that we are made by you, and we are going to follow you in obedience. So there we go. We love because God loves us first. But what we often find in our broader culture is that sometimes we try and go the other way round. All right, so we often, or maybe from here, we think that we need to strive, we think we might need to do good works to earn the love of the Father, but that's not the way it works. It comes this way first. Bloop, 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 bloop. All right. Okay. Team, we did it once, but we need to do it again. Because we need to outwork the second theme, okay? The second theme of our big DNA in the Bible. We've got our covenant theme, our relationship theme. Now we need to do another triangle. Yeah, Diana, do you reckon you could just move that slightly for me? Okay, thanks. Okay. Yeah, thanks, Hector, that would be awesome. Can you come and stand on this point where I am, please? All right? Yep. Oh, no, hang on, Thomas. I'm going to get Hector to stand on here. You stand in there, and then you stand there, Hector, and then Thomas, can you come over here, and can you stand here for me? Can you come and stand here? Yeah, that's it. And then Christopher, are we going to go that way? Okay, why not, eh? Why not? Okay, let's make this one a bit more pointy, though, eh? Okay, make it a bit pointy. Here we go. Thanks. That's great. Thank you, team. All right, you can go take a seat again. Oh, thanks, Diana. That's so great. That's so helpful. So we've got our covenant triangle over here. This one. And our next triangle is our kingdom triangle. All right. So this is a way of thinking about our responsibility. So if God is our Father, our covenant parent, we see in Scripture that also we are invited into the family business. We're given a task to do. We're invited in and we're given power and authority. And that power and authority comes from... All right. Christopher, can I borrow you again? Is that all right? I think I just got an eye roll. That's hilarious. Okay, what's this one? King. So at the top of our triangle is our king, our sovereign, our ruler. We'll make this one the top of our triangle. We'll just imagine it's going that way a bit. Thank you. Okay, and from the rule of the king delegates us. He delegates us. No. This one. Authority. The king delegates us authority. Nice. And from that authority comes what? Can you hold it up for me?
Power.
That's right. So we're given the ability to do the will of God, to partner with God, bringing God's love, his shalom, his peace, his restoration. And let's just unpack that in our first reading from the Israelites. Actually, I'm just going to pop back here for a second so you can see that one too. So at the top, we've got the king, the ruler, the sovereign, the rangatira, who is delegating his authority to us or working with us. And then from that authority flows out the power that we have to work through the Spirit. So in our first reading from Exodus, we meet the Israelites at the bottom of Mount Sinai. And the next bit in the scripture is that they're going to receive the Ten Commandments. But God has something to remind them of first. So first up, he reminds them of the covenant he's made with them to be their God and to make them into one great nation. That's the covenant he first gave to Abraham. And you can see that in red, that reminder You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all the nations you'll be my treasured possession. So there's that reference to the covenant and also the kingdom work that God has asked the Israelites to do, to partner with him on. And that's to bring that knowledge of God's shalom, God's peace, God's love to the whole of the earth. And we see that again in the blue bit next of all. So it says, that reminder of that special authority that God gives them. And in blue, you will be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And then in obedience, for now, we see the Israelites responding. We see that in white. The people all responded together. We will do everything that the Lord has said. Here we go. In the life of Jesus, we can see his own knowledge of the kingdom responsibility about the authority that he's given. When Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, or all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. So we see that it's not just in Jesus' knowledge, but we also see that through the works of power that he does in the Spirit, power of healing, power of restoration. And we see this too in the flow of today's reading, that after his baptism and temptation in the wilderness, Jesus returns full of power. So the flow is around the right way. But like with the covenant triangle, there's also that temptation, a spiritual pitfall of maybe trying to go the other way around, to kind of use signs of power to demonstrate our authority before others, as if we have to prove to others that we're spiritual people through what we do. And I think when we think maybe in the backwards way around the triangle, we're more inclined to see following Jesus as a life of drudgery, like of spiritual drudgery or servitude. But when God invites us into the family business, where he reminds us that we are uniquely made, we're gifted, we're given passions and hopes and dreams, and these are the kingdom adventures that God invites us to fulfill in the name of Jesus. So when we enter the family business, we become more of ourselves, not less. So, as we go into ordinary time, and we hit the next few weeks with our focus on spiritual practices, I hope you're going to, hopefully, remember our covenant and kingdom triangles here on the floor, although I'll have to move them so that we don't have a health and safety moment. So we have covenant. We're part of the family of God. We are in relationship with God. We have done nothing to earn it. It's just ours. It's so great. And then kingdom. We're invited to join the family business of God, that business of loving each other, of bringing God's peace to the world, to having adventures with Jesus. And awesomeness. That's right. That's in the Bible. So when you're reading your Bibles over the next few weeks, this is a really good tool to use. What am I reading right now? Am I seeing covenant? Am I seeing kingdom? Or am I seeing both? And this is something to do if you do family Bible readings too. You might be able to see, am I seeing relationship with God? Am I seeing promises? Or am I seeing an invitation to join the family business? And that's it, folks. Here we go. Amen. Amen.